I want to talk a bit of test cricket first. We'll be talking to Tim Payne very shortly about this, but I mentioned the ongoing debate that, and it could very much come to a head in an Australia A match in a couple of weeks' time. Will Pukowski, he's scored a couple of double tons in the two Sheffield Shield matches leading into this summer. Joe Burns, who we haven't seen play test cricket since the start of the year. How do the Australian selectors deal with this one? Because this is a debate that's raged for some time when it comes into a summer, isn't it, Mark, about incumbency and newcomers, and who gets first dibs on a test spot?
Well, Australian selectors are in a great position at the moment because they've got a good problem to have. You've got an incumbent player like Joe Burns, 31 years of age, averaging 38 in test match cricket. So he's been good without being great alongside David Warner. And that combination's been pretty good. And then you've got this young Will Pukowski, 22 years old, been touted now for a number of years as an outstanding cricketer for Australia, somewhere in the batting, in probably the middle order. But this year, the Victorians have put him up the order to open the batting, and he's absolutely flourished. Two double tons for Victoria in Shield cricket, and he really has belted the door down. So for me, and I've been quite outspoken on this in recent times in the media, that I would be giving him a go. I would be saying, you're in good form, pick the guy who's in good form, because if he doesn't work out, think of the worst case scenario. You have got Joe Burns there who you know can do a job. He's done a good job for you, but he hasn't demanded reselection. So I think now's the time to try the young guy along with David Warner, particularly when you've got such a good, solid six or seven batsmen around him. Now's the time to give him a go, give him an opportunity, and if he shows the sort of form that he's shown in Shield cricket, well, you've got a player who could be a star for a decade, 15 years.
And for so long, cricket fans have been saying Sheffield Shield should be an audition for the Test arena, and that's exactly what it would be if they chose Will Pukowski. Now, whoever opens, they'll be doing that alongside David Warner. He was asked about who may be playing with him in the first test in Adelaide a little earlier today.
To be honest, I've had over a dozen opening partners, and it's never been quite stable. And I think they gave me the opportunity to ask me, you know, who I'd sort of like to bat against, or who I feel comfortable with. And I've known Joe for a long time. We've played out in the middle together. We know each other's game very well. But at the end of the day, it's upon the selectors to pick the right person to fit that position. And if they go the way of Will, which is, you know, obviously batting fantastic, he's been in and out of the test squad. And obviously he removed himself in, you know, some sad times, obviously, with his mental stuff. So, you know, for him, he's in the right frame of mind at the moment. It probably is, you know, an opportunity for him to come into the team. But as we know, it's harder to get out of this team than get in. So whoever they go with, you know, I'll be well and truly happy with, as long as that person who come in does their job.
So there he is, Dave Warner, a long answer, and this is going to be a long discussion leading into December 17. Mark, what did you make of what you heard from the Aussie opener?
Oh, I think David handled it very well, and he handled it the only way he possibly could, and that was to be very diplomatic. I've been a bit surprised that the selectors have said that we'll go and ask David Warner. I don't quite understand that, because of course David Warner's going to, as he should do, be quite diplomatic about it. He gets on very well with Joe Burns. They have forged a good partnership for Australia, as I said, without being necessarily a great partnership for Australia. But he might have to open the batting with him. He might have to play cricket with him. He doesn't want to get offside by saying, oh, give Will Pukowski the opportunity. At the same time, Will Pukowski may be opening the batting with David Warner, or may have to bat with him in the future. So he's got to sit on the fence a little bit. I can only think back to a time when Michael Slater was dropped from the test match side, and late in my career, the selectors did ask me my opinion at the time, because I was actually the captain at the time. I was keen for Michael Slater to stay on, because we had forged such a long and good partnership at the top of the order for Australia. But they went, I think with it might have been Matthew Elliott or Greg Blewett. I can't remember who actually took his place in the next test match. But that's what selectors have to do. They've got to make decisions. And if you're the incumbent opener, you've just got to bat with whoever they give you. So I'm not surprised that David, as he should have done, was very diplomatic in his answer, because he had to be that way.